Hello and welcome to this week's SearchCIO.com editorial podcast. I'm Karen Guglielmo, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchCIO.com. CIOs are thinking green, according to a new article by SearchCIO news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. But despite the fact that businesses acknowledge the issue's importance, very few CIOs are actually going green. A recent survey by Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Forrester Research Incorporated found that 85% of IT procurement and operations professionals in the U.S. companies said environmental concerns were important in planning their IT operations. And 72% said they were aware of vendors' efforts to promote green IT in the design, operation, and disposal of their products. However, 78% of the respondents said green IT has not been written into their evaluation and selection criteria for IT systems and devices. Green IT is Forrester's term for vendor and IT organizations' efforts to reduce the environmentally harmful impact that technology has on the environment, while simultaneously realizing better efficiency and reduced costs. That's not an unusual type of behavioral model to see. Charles King, principal analyst at Punt IT Research in Hayward, California, said of CIO in action, "Frankly, I think we're in sort of the early days of this. Ask 10 CIOs what being green actually means, and you'll get 10 answers. For some, it involves buying technology that is more energy efficient and lowering power and cooling costs. For others, it means buying hardware from environmentally friendly vendors, disposing of old hardware in a responsible way, or purchasing renewable energy to power technology." King said the lack of action on green technology can be traced in part to the disconnect between IT and facilities management. In general, IT makes decisions based on computing demands, while facilities management makes decisions based on the cost and availability of energy. CIOs know green technology is important, but they may not see it as urgent, the way a facilities manager may, because IT doesn't see the rising electricity bills. In fact, green technology often doesn't become an imperative until power and cooling issues prevent CIOs from putting more servers in a data center. A new poll commissioned by Robert Half Technology shows that CIOs want employees with better technical skills, but not nearly as much as they did in 2001, the last time the question was asked. This year, project management skills ranked nearly as high on the list of technical skills, and the so-called soft skills, being able to talk, write, organize, and get along with others, are rising in importance, said John Estes, vice president at the Menlo Park, California-based recruiting firm. "When we have a client who sends a consultant back to us, the vast majority of the time they are sending this person back is not because of technical issues, but for something that falls under that broad category of soft skills, whether it's poor communication skills, can't work on a team, or can't take instruction," Estes said. The survey asked 1,400 CIOs at companies with 100 or more employees to choose the one area where their employees most needed improvement. Technical skills topped the list at 25%. 6 years ago, however, that number was 34%. Project management skills came in a close second, cited by 23% of CIOs, and that marks a sea of change, Estes says. "The business skills required to manage projects are as much in demand today as technical ability, a reflection of how companies use IT," writes Linda Tucci, senior news writer for Search CIO. Consultant and veteran project manager David Pinkard says that one reason project management skills are in short supply is that project managers are often the first to go when companies look to cut costs. "Many organizations don't see project managers as contributors to the day-to-day operations. Therefore, it's easy to justify eliminating dedicated project managers as not being key operational people," said Pinkard. New data suggests that more mid-market CIOs are taking on responsibilities in other parts of their companies, in finance, facilities management, sales, and human resources. A survey of 172 CIOs by Harvey Nash USA, a Wayne, New Hampshire-based division of the London-based International Recruitment Agency, found that 43% of CIOs reported they have responsibilities in departments other than IT. In the article, news writer Seamus McGillicuddy explains that experts say CIOs are looking at as people who are running a shared service. So executives start looking around at other shared services in the company and ask, why don't we give them a person who is already running their shared services? This, in my opinion, is the most valuable role a CIO can play, said Steve Krause, CIO of Olin Mills Incorporated, a national photography chain based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Not all CIOs are capable of playing this role due to their background. I do think that some organizations don't want their CIO to play this role, but this is clearly changing as technology becomes more critical to business strategy. Krause said he had a lot of non-IT experience before arriving at Olin Mills. With experience in other areas of the business, he played an active role in those areas. When I first came to Olin Mills, I was initially targeted to replace their vice president of manufacturing and spent my first year as director of manufacturing. When the idea of even having a CIO came up, my CEO asked me to switch to that role. It's an interesting phenomenon, but not necessarily a good one, said Lori Orlov, vice president and research director at Cambridge, Mass-based Forrester Research Incorporated. A CIO who is distracting himself with facilities and payroll and other services may not be devoting the degree of time needed to influence change inside a company. Are they doing the most that is feasible for them to do in influencing the business's use of technology? However, Orloff said, some CIOs might see added responsibility as a stepping stone towards other things. Microsoft made good on its vow to take a piece of Google Incorporated's core business, saying Friday that it will acquire the online advertising agency aQuantive Incorporated in an all-cash deal worth about $6 billion. Senior news writer Linda Tucci reports that the software maker's offer of $66.50 per share